This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to understand the Father heart of God. Understand your value. Understand how much God loves you. But not just intellectually, not just a cliche, but I mean in your heart of hearts. It will revolutionize and change your life. There is a problem in the land, and the problem has to do with a loss of fathers. Many families in the United States are single-parent families. Many have fathers that are workaholics because, not even because they have to be a workaholic, but because they need the money to keep up with the Joneses. Many fathers are just plain not able to show the love they have for their children. Many other fathers just plain don't have the love for their children because they were abused and they don't know anything else but to do the same thing. I have on the telephone Leif Hetland, and Leif has been entrusted with a special message from God called The Father Loves You. And Leif, what is it costing our nation to have this hunger for a father that we don't have?
Let me first and I know statistics doesn't tell everything, but I decided after I received a revelation of the Father heart of God, I decided to do some research because the Father spoke to me, or the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly that the fatherlessness is the root issue of the United States of America and most nations. And it is part, if I were the devil, that's exactly what I would do. And he knows very clearly in Malachi 4, verse 5 to 6, where it says, behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the terrible day of the Lord. And he will restore the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. So if there is not a restoration of bringing both in a natural sense, earthly sense, and in a spiritual sense, there will be a curse on the land. So let me just give you some from the statistics that I found from the government. 63% of all youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of the homeless or runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all the children that is having behavioral disorders is coming from fatherless homes. That is from the Center of Disease Control. 80% of the rapists are motivated by displaced anger from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts comes from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescents and of chemical abuse centers comes from fatherless homes. To put it just in a very simple terminology, if you are from a fatherless home, either you had an abusive father, an absentee father, a father that was not there, you have 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 32 times more likely to run away, 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorder, 14 times more likely to commit rape, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 10 times more likely to be addicted to drugs, 9 times more likely to end up in state-operated institution, and 20 more likely to end up in prison. And 4.7 million children live totally absent from their biological father in America. And I could continue with this list. And 17 million children are living with their single mother. So what government and scientists and specific leaders, this is government. I mean, we're talking about a government that did a major research, and I went through internet and I studied all the research. They came up with one key word for the biggest disease that probably costs, according to what we estimate, about $500 billion a year. the consequences of the broken homes and all the things that is taking place of the fatherlessness, $500 billion a year. And the result of this is just a devastation for this nation. And the word the scientists and the leaders came up with is what I love. They said, the biggest problem we have in America today is father hunger. Father hunger. And that touched my heart and it touched my spirit. And since then, I've been on a mission. And I've been on a mission that I know Messiah, Jesus, he was on the same mission because he was the perfect son that related to the Father. And he had a mission and he was the way, he was the truth, and he was the life, a way to the Father.
You know, in your case, because I read your story, you had a father that loved you. He had lots of love, but for some reason, you could not even feel his love.
Yeah, and I think that many people are like me, and it is like the prodigal son and even the prodigal brother. You can come from a home where parents says, I do love you. You come from a home where they provide for you, but many of them came from places that you can still have these love deficits in your life that creates an orphan spirit.
You know, in my case, and this is true of a lot of Jewish people, my father loved me, but in our family, the man would show love to the daughter, but not show the love to the son. And I don't know if that's confined to just Jewish homes. I assume that's a lot of homes.
Well, I think in Muslim countries, you will find the opposite to a certain degree where often the son, I just had the top Muslim leader in Pakistan, he's the leader of the biggest mosque. His name is Mulana Abdullah Khabir Assad. He visited my home last year, and he ignored my daughter. He ignored my wife. But everything was about my son when I was in Pakistan recently, and I had a trip in the Middle East and the Arab nation. I visited him. All he asked about was my son. He could care less about my wife and my daughters. And that's just very interesting to see in Islam. And I think also it's part of the enemy strategy is also to destroy the femininity that is there. So what we see, God created us in his image. To man and woman, he created us. So if the image of God is, and I'm not talking about the liberal theology where God is female. I'm just talking about there is a giving side, there is a receiving side, there is a rational side, there is an emotional side. And it is important for us to learn how to understand that and operate in that. And that became a very important thing for me, that a certain part of the month I needed to be more sensitive, operate more from a feminine side, be more sensitive to my wife. And she needed to learn to be a little bit more rational. She needed to operate more out of some of the masculine side. And I think that that has been a revelation that has helped our marriage just to be able to understand how these things operate.
Out of curiosity, not to get too far astray, but you use a word, love deficit, which in many instances come from our mothers or our fathers, and then we transfer to our relationship with God. For someone that's a born-again Christian, what kind of behavior compensates for these love deficits?
But usually what I'm saying is one out of two things. One of them is rebellion, and rebellion doesn't need to be in the sense that it is very visible, but you see it in the invisible, where you have this give me, where a lot of the people there will have a value system towards God, towards church, towards leadership, towards parents, where you value for what they're going to do for me. So I didn't like this sermon, I didn't like this music, so I go somewhere else. So the whole thing is this give me mentality. That is one tendency that I see if they have love deficits. And that is that the value system towards God, towards church, towards even marriage. I often said it, and I'm almost scared to say this over the radio station, but I just want to be blunt. It is almost having like two ticks but no dog in marriage. And that's the way it is. It's this me, and it's about me. You will see that in renewal conferences. And I can be honest to say it, where I am working most of the time in the charismatic and the renewal circles, that has often been the tendency. It's just kind of a bless me, give me, fill me, instead of valuing God for who he is.
you see the trend in Christian media is there is a true legitimate law in the scriptures called the law of sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
However, it's kind of intermingled with self and greed, and you get a perversion.
You do. So that's, I think that is one of the perversion, and we see that clearly, and it's definitely, the sadness is we are exporting this also to the third world. The other one is the religious, where I feel a lot of where I came from, I was a Southern Baptist pastor for 10 years, and that is that evangelical camp where we, and my identity was, look what I'm doing for you, God. The prodigal brother issue is what I call it. And that's the other element that shows love deficits, where your value system is what I am doing for God. I am praying, I'm studying, I'm a good provider, I am this, I'm that. And my whole identity after being a prodigal son, I become a prodigal brother. And you saw that in my whole identity. So when I came home to my wife, she was wrong, not me. Because, I led thousands to the Lord. Talk about the ones that was healed. Talk to the ones that saw my anointing. My identity was in my giftings and what I was doing instead of who I was.
By the way, how was your marriage after you repented and walked this out of what you said you were going to walk out?
It's been amazing. It's been fantastic. I can be honest to say, first of all, I've been married for over 16 years, and I've always been faithful to my wife. And I could say that over the radio, but there's been something different that has connected. First of all, my wife came from a very difficult background where her father, when he was unfaithful on several occasions, Southern Baptist pastor, she has a brother in prison, one that killed him or jumped from a bridge with two children, went through a lot of different. So she had a lot of insecurities in her life to a certain degree. And then she married this Norwegian Viking that somehow had all of his love deficits.
Sounds to me like it was a setup.
I think it is a setup. But to see now, to see what God has done, the good news for me was God spoke to me, and it didn't make sense because I had a big ministry base and still as an orphan, to be honest. The sadness is most of the greatest things that people know about me, I did it as an orphan, and people didn't know it. Out of hyper-religious activity and trying to please God, and through His grace, He used me in a mighty, powerful way, and I have 21 videos to show and prove that, but that was His grace. And at the same time period, right now, there's very little sweat or anything else. So my wife, she sees that she doesn't get the leftover. My wife knows also, and one of the major...
We're out of time. Mishpucha, trust me on this one. These four CDs called Father Loves You, and then a fifth CD on healing. I have talked, it's hard to get Leif to say these things, but I have talked with Leif staff, and they have told me so many people have listened to these CDs. The anointing comes across. People are getting free, are experiencing the love of the Father, are getting physically healed. All five CDs for a donation of $30. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, for archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.